Our head office is in Beijing. Notre siège est à Pékin. Head office. To head. Diriger. Head vient de tête. Être à la tête. To head.
Our head office is in Beijing, China.
Reprenons la dernière phrase.
But I do spend a lot of time traveling.
I spend a lot of time traveling. Littéralement, je passe beaucoup de temps à voyager. Je voyage beaucoup. To travel, voyager. Time, le temps. To spend time est une expression très courante aux États-Unis. How do you spend your time? Littéralement, comment passes-tu ton temps? Et vous, votre travail vous permet-il de voyager? Do you travel for your work?
My main responsibility is to export industrial robots.
I am responsible for exporting industrial robots.
I work at the company's head office.
I work at the company's main office.
Pour les questions qui ne sont pas conjuguées avec le verbe être, on se sert du verbe to do, faire. Par exemple, you work for International Robotics. Do you work for International Robotics? Does he work for International Robotics? She works for International Robotics. Does she work for International Robotics? Ou bien, it works, en parlant d'un objet mécanique. Does it work? Il faut bien sûr être à l'aise avec la conjugaison du verbe to do, faire, au présent. I do, you do, he does, she does, it does, we do, you do, they do. Essayons entre nous de poser une question avec do. En l'occurrence, une phrase que nous allons entendre tout de suite. Mr. Blake works for International Robotics. La question, who does Mr. Blake work for?
Who does Mr. Blake work for?
Pour qui travaille Monsieur Blake? He works at the company's head office. Il travaille au siège de la compagnie. La question, does he work at the company's head office?
Who does Mr. Blake work for? He works for International Robotics, a Chinese company. Is he responsible for the import or export of industrial robots? He is responsible for the export of industrial robots. Does he work at International Robotics head office?
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au cours de notre leçon suivante, Martin Lerner est dans un avion. Il parle à son compagnon de voyage, qui est très nerveux. Vous apprendrez aujourd'hui à poser des questions concernant les voyages. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. To travel, voyager. To travel by airplane. Voyager en avion. Do you travel often? Voyagez-vous souvent? Do you travel often? Do you like to fly? Aimez-vous prendre l'avion? Do you like airplanes? Aimez-vous les avions? I love to fly.
Please fasten your seatbelt. May I take those for you?
Yes, please. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Good morning. I'm Martin Lerner.
Good morning. I'm Carl Muschholt.
Where are you going?
I'm going to San Antonio. Where are you going?
I'm going to Dallas.
Do you live in Dallas?
No, I live in Baltimore. I'm going to write a story.
About Dallas?
No, I'm going to write a story about football.
Ah, the Dallas Cowboys.
That's right.
Do you like airplanes?
They're okay.
I don't like airplanes. They make me nervous. Do they make you nervous?
No, they don't.
Do you fly very often?
Yes, I do. I travel very often.
What do you do?
I'm a reporter. What do you do?
I'm a coach. How do you travel?
I travel by train very often.
Vous reconnaissez sûrement how, comment. Par exemple, how are you? Comment allez-vous? En ce qui concerne le voyage, how do you travel? Comment voyagez-vous? Écoutez la séquence suivante.
How do you travel?
I travel by car very often. How do you travel?
I travel by train very often.
Pouvez-vous poser une question avec how? Par exemple, how do you travel to work? Comment voyagez-vous pour aller au travail? How do you travel to work? Vous répondez tout simplement par I travel by car, I travel by train, I travel by plane. Mais cette fois-ci, c'est à vous de poser la question. How? How do you travel?
I travel by car.
I travel by train. I travel by plane, too.
I like to take the train. J'aime prendre le train. Do you like to travel? Yes, I love to travel. How do you like to travel? By plane? Par avion? By car? En voiture? By train? Il s'agissait de voyage et de moyens de transport. By car, by train, by plane, by bus. Pour vous exercer, pensez aux moyens de transport que vous utilisez le plus souvent. How do you travel? I travel by car. I travel by train. I travel by bus. I travel by airplane. Nous espérons vous retrouver pour la prochaine leçon. À bientôt. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Goodbye. Michelle Joseph, bienvenue à Anglais Télé.
And I'm Roger Muntou.
And you can find us on Facebook at Facebook Anglais Télé.
That's right.
We're going to continue talking about the tenses. We are going to go from the present progressive to the past tense using the progressive of be and ing. And we're going to give you some examples. For example, I was walking in the park last night.
That's right.
When a dog ran up to me and just bit me.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good sentence because you're using still the ing, but you using the past first and then the verb with an ending ing, saying that it was the action started and was continuing when the dog, attacked you. So until the dog attacked you, you were still walking. So
exactly.
The action was still going, and that action happened within that time.
Right. So it's a timeline that's in the past already.
Yeah.
But it's ongoing. Mm. As I'm telling you the story about yesterday.
It's ongoing.
In that action, it was an action that was ongoing.
Yeah.
So it's a bit tricky. I'm going to get immediately into it.
Mm.
Okay, so I was writing an email to my mother.
when my father came into the room,
mm-hmm.
and he said, stop.
Yeah. So